Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. And anyway, welcome to the program. Tonight we're going to be talking with a couple of guys. Stephen Bozell will be on with us to talk more about his daughter's school, CK Corona Middle School, and a teaching there that has a lot of parents up in arms. Ted Bell is also going to join us, and that will be in our second hour. And he's going to be discussing with us California's budget shortfall and what the federal government can do about it. And in his mind, there's quite a bit. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And, of course, head on over to our website, philhendryshow.com. You can see live streaming video of the show right now, Phil TV in HD. You can also check out our Phil Hendry Show shop, where we have all of our best of CDs, where we have all of our merchandise like T-shirts, like coffee mugs, like shot glasses. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. And you got to get a backstage pass so you can check out our live streaming video tonight. Right now, I have, by request, on our video, streaming behind me is the video of a song, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. Let me get on the line here, Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, to talk about this video, to talk about what's happening at your daughter's school. You and I have talked in the past, Steve, about, oh, by the way, before we do anything more, I want to get to our affiliate spotlight. Great affiliates on the Phil Hendry Show, KFXR in Dallas and WEEO, Hagerstown, Pennsylvania. All right. Steve, how are you tonight?
We had an interesting weekend, but I'm doing good.
Good. When you and I have talked in the past, we've talked about the liberal agenda that you see, anyway, the liberal agenda in a lot of the schools. You see a liberal agenda emerging in public school as well as in private school. You had us put on screen tonight this video, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, as part of an experience you had over the weekend. Can you tell me a little bit about this and what it has to do with your daughter's school and what it had to do with Father's Day?
Well, I mean, Father, you and I have talked in the past that my daughter is being taught at CK Corona by, I think, a group of very intelligent, brilliant women and men. And these are people who have an eye toward, if you want to call it, I guess Bill would say is a college preparatory atmosphere.
Okay.
And the college prep atmosphere, I think, is something that needs to be promoted a lot in our schools. I don't think there's any question that we need to get kids ready for college. I'm not one of these people that doesn't believe in that. So my daughter has, at CK Corona, has not only learned how to master these topics, but she's also learning about powering herself as a woman.
Right, and I've heard of this, I've heard of this kind of curriculum, whereby the kids are taught not just the three R's, but there is an emphasis on the sort of the sexual politics of being a female as opposed to a male.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
But there are boys in the school.
There are boys in the school, but let me take it back to the video.
Now this video that you took of your daughter went viral. And is going viral, is that correct?
And it was not anything that we anticipated.
All right, you didn't anticipate this going, but it has.
My understanding is that it's getting upwards of tens of thousands of hits, but let me say that it was simply a project for her school that we put on YouTube.
And it has gone viral?
Yes, sir.
All right, can you describe it?
Yeah, the video is of my daughter. And again, the context is that we're moving away from a patriarchal society to a matriarchal society.
And can you define that, what you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is we're moving away from a society dominated by fathers to a society that's dominated by mothers. To that end, my daughter, April, wanted me to take this video of her where she says, where she had said to me, that morning, Happy Father's Day, and drag your finger across her throat, and we put it on in a video.
She said, okay, hold on, Happy Father's Day, and she dragged a finger across her throat.
Yes, sir. Now, that sounds very dramatic.
And, yes, it does.
And it probably in some ways, that's why people have looked at that as gone viral. But what that meant was that Father's Day will be yielding to Mother's Day in the sense of the importance of the female in the family. And that's all that that meant. That didn't mean that fathers are going to die. It didn't mean that fathers are physically threatened. I understand that that's how I took it.
And well, this all started with you. The morning you woke up on Father's Day, your daughter said Happy Father's Day to you and dragged her finger across her throat, right?
Yes, sir.
And she then had you film this. Did you say anything to her?
I said to her, why would you do that? And she explained to me it's part of a project for school. And I then said to her, what project? She said, I want to do a video playing the song Sisters Is Doing It For Themselves. And I want to have myself in the video, dragging my finger across my throat.
And all right, so, and you went out and you filmed this video.
Yes, sir. I filmed the video. I gave her the tape, which was a small, just a 8mm, I think, or a small digital tape. I'm not sure which. And she and her mother put it on the television and watched it. Now, then April wanted to play the song behind it, and that's what her mother and her brother, rather her mother helped her with. Her brother was out. I was in the house. I saw the two of them working on this video.
All right, I want to get to this point here, Mr. Bozell. We're talking to Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. His daughter, April Jr., apparently has a video that's gone viral, Happy Father's Day, with her dragging her finger across her throat. Now, that is a violent, it's not a violent act, it's a violent symbol.
Yes, but it's not intended as a physical violent symbol.
All right, but did you not tell me, and one of the reasons why I want to have you on the program tonight, you felt a little physically threatened.
No, I didn't feel, I felt that I didn't understand. I felt that I wanted to know more. I felt that I was scared, and that I was, I guess.
Right, you see, there's a certain fear in your voice right now, Mr. Bozell, that I want to express to my audience. While you want to support your daughter, were you not afraid?
I was afraid that I couldn't leave the house.
And why were you afraid that you couldn't leave the house?
Because my wife and my daughter were downstairs playing that song and dancing in front of the mirror. And naturally, I was thinking back on the fact that I had done this video of my daughter who said, Happy Father's Day, and dragged her finger across the throat.
Do you feel threatened right now?
No, sir.
You're being honest with me?
Yes, sir.
What has changed? And you weren't threatened then?
I was, as I said to you, I was nervous because here's what happened. When my daughter, I got up in the morning, she said, Happy Father's Day, and dragged her finger across her throat.
Yes, sir.
And I said, why would you do that? She said, Dad, help me with a project for school. And she disappeared outside before I could say anything more. She just looked at me and said, hey, Dad, would you help me for a project with school? And she kept looking at me for a few seconds and then disappeared outside even as she was looking at me. I don't know if you ever had the experience of someone staring at you and then they walk behind a wall or something, but it was
good. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
It was disquieting. So I went outside. I had my video cam, and she started to do a dance. There is no music. I said, April, there's no music. She said, that's okay. We'll put it in later. And she went, Happy Father's Day, and dragged her finger across her throat. I gave her the tape. She went inside, and she said to me that her and her mother would put the music on the tape.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I heard them playing this song, Sisters Is Doing It For Themselves, and I was upstairs, and I felt like I wanted to leave, but I would go down the stairs, and they would see me and stop their dancing. I don't know why they stopped, but
Were they talking to you?
It looked like they wanted to talk, but I would just turn around and go back in the bedroom. I was not able to get out of the house until about 6 o'clock that week.
Were you kept inside the house?
I feel that I was.
Did anybody physically restrain you?
No one physically restrained me, but understand, when your daughter says Happy Father's Day and drags her finger across her throat, and then plays, and I think I gave the song to the man.
Yeah, you gave it to Jason, Jason Rance, our producer, and we're going to play it. The sisters are doing it for themselves.
That's right. When I
take your time.
When I wanted to leave, I tried to get out. My wife looked at me and my daughter looked at me and stopped dancing. I would turn around and go back inside then. The next day at CK Corona was the day of my daughter's, the day of your daughter's wedding, where Erica Dorton, who's the principal, gave my daughter a, I guess gave my daughter a preview. They played it for the school. I was able to leave the house at that time, but I got a call from the school asking me to come down and to watch this. So for a 48-hour period, I was pretty much exposed to this. And I was scared, but then I understood.
All right, let's stop right there. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Stephen Bozell is on the line. His daughter did a video that has even now gone viral. In it, she drags her finger across her throat and says, Happy Father's Day, and then plays this song by the Eurythmics. Is that it, Steve?
I believe it's by Aretha Franklin or Eurythmically.
Aretha Franklin and Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin and the Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin. And
all right, so they sing this song. You were asked to help your daughter with this. Your daughter, not only did you help your daughter, but you were asked to come to the school to watch this. You were frightened, now you're not. Why were you frightened? You were frightened because you felt threatened, is that correct?
I don't want to say that I did, because I know now the mistake I made.
What mistake did you make?
My mistake was that I didn't understand the situation in our country. You have to understand, Mr. Henry, there's a matriarchal and a patriarchal way, and the fathers have ruled the roost for a long time.
No, you're giving me a lot of politics, and I understand that. And you understand that what your daughter was trying to say was that we need to have mothers in charge instead of fathers. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
But why were you frightened? And I know why you were frightened, and I think my audience knows why. But I want you to tell me.
I was frightened for wrong reasons.
You were scared, and you didn't want to leave the house because your wife and daughter were downstairs singing and dancing to this. Sisters are doing it for themselves, and your daughter just dragged her finger across her throat, didn't she?
Yes, sir, but she didn't do it because she wanted to kill me. She did it because she wanted to kill our father. The patriarchal society is what I thought.
Are you still afraid?
I talked to Mrs. Dorton. And
are you still afraid? Isn't this the Mrs. Dorton that has called your home late at night?
Yes, sir, it is. But I talked to Mrs. Dorton, and she was... I didn't talk to her, per se, but I talked to her assistant, who told me that Mrs. Dorton was pleased with my daughter.
Have you talked to this Mrs. Dorton?
No, you're not allowed to, but...
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. A man's daughter is taught about the emerging matriarchal society to the point where she's dragging her finger across her throat and saying, Happy Father's Day. This video that he did with his daughter has gone viral, right, Steve?
Get my understanding, yeah.
He spent that first day frightened, thinking that there was a potential for harm coming from your daughter and your wife. And now you say you feel better about it because you understand the meaning of this video and you don't think there's any violent intent.
No, I don't think there is. I think there's only violence if the men... What Mrs. Dorton said to me is if the men resist.
If the men resist. And this is Mrs. Dorton, the principal.
Well, but that's down the road.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. What do you think about that for a liberal curriculum? Radio for Patriots by Patriots investigating a little girl at a middle school who did a video that has now gone viral to the tune Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, in which she says Happy Father's Day and drags her finger across her throat, helped by her father. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, as we talk more about CK Corona Middle School, where his daughter is going to school. If you're watching Phil TV in HD right now, behind me you see the video, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, which was Aretha Franklin with the Eurythmics, and this was a song that your daughter wanted inserted into this video she did for her school. Now, this school, Steve, that your daughter goes to is known as College Prep, very liberal, and also a school that is apparently engages in all of these marvelous liberal concepts, and this being a sort of female empowerment concept of the matriarchal society.
The idea that America is run by men in the family, and what Mrs. Masters, along with Erica Dorton, they have introduced the belief that the family will be taken over by women, and that the workplace eventually is going to be female dominated. To that end, they wanted the children to do a project on how Father's Day will be different as the years go by, and that's what my daughter.
That's when your daughter greeted you on Sunday morning with Happy Father's Day and a finger across her throat like a throat cut.
Yes, sir.
And that frightened you.
I want to de-emphasize the frightened part, Mr. Henry, because I think, you're not seeing...
Didn't it frighten you?
You're not seeing what I want you to see here.
No, but can you answer that question?
You're not seeing what I want you to see. Erica Dorton came into that school when it was a drug-infested, there was racial violence.
But I understand that the school has been brought back. Did it not frighten you when your daughter said, when your daughter said Happy Father's Day and dragged her finger across her throat?
I want you to see the right way.
So you don't want to answer my question?
If you could just let me, Mr. Andrew, I want you to see how much my daughter has meant to me.
And all right, so you won't answer my question. Were you frightened at all that day?
I wanted to tell you about the curriculum of the school, and you were continually harping on whether or not I was frightened. I told you in the very beginning.
You told me in the beginning that you were frightened when your daughter dragged her finger across her throat. You were frightened by your daughter and your wife dancing in front of a mirror down in the living room. You were frightened because you didn't feel like you could leave the house. Every time you tried to go out of the house, your wife and your daughter stopped and stared at you. You said you were frightened when your daughter said, Daddy, will you help me with a video, and kept staring at you as she walked outside.
Again, you don't know what Erica Dorton has done.
I'm sure that Erica Dorton has done some wonderful things. I'm just asking you, how did you go from being frightened to now all of a sudden you endorse the curriculum?
I believe that what Erica Dorton has done has opened our eyes to the real day when women are going to take it over. Women are going to be more in charge of the family, and that's why my daughter said sisters are doing it for themselves and wanted to do the video.
And then you were instructed on Monday to come to the school and watch your daughter receive this award.
No, I was not instructed.
Well, you told me that you were told to go. If you don't go to the school, what happens?
If you don't go to the school, they're naturally going to come and try to see if you're okay. And
they send somebody to get you, don't they?
They want to make sure you're all right, sir.
Don't they send somebody to come and get you?
They want to make sure you're all right. And that's... I wish I could get you to understand.
So your daughter drags a finger across her throat and you're not frightened at all. And when they come and get you, you say it's because they just want to make sure that you're okay. All right, we're talking here with...
Well, you're blowing off a lot of what I said, Mr. Henry, about how women... My daughter's being taught that women are going to... You know, Father's Day was a good day. It was a fine day. We don't need it anymore.
And then the finger goes across the throat. I understand. All right, our number is 877...
No, sir, you don't... don't understand.
Our number, hold on, 877-876-7445. Stephen Bozell with a video that he did for his daughter that's gone viral. And it shows his daughter saying, Happy Father's Day, dragging a finger across her throat and dancing to Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. He was scared to death to leave his house on Saturday. Now, all of a sudden, he's okay with it. Your call's coming up next, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, on the line with us right now. Stephen, we're talking about your daughter's school and the videos they had her do. They had the kids do a project on how Father's Day will have less importance and how mothers will have more importance in families. Am I right about that?
I have to be careful.
And why do you have to be careful? I don't understand.
I don't want to misrepresent it.
You say you have to be careful.
You're trying to get me to say things that I don't want to say and will be misrepresented and misconstrued by Dorton.
And by Dorton, this woman that runs this school.
Miss Dorton has run the school and has done a good job. And if I say things that you want me to say, which is to disparage the school, then Dorton is going to...
Why don't you refer to her as Mrs. Dorton or Ms. Dorton?
Her name is Ms. Dorton, and I have...
No, you call her Dorton.
We are asked to refer to her as Dorton. Yes, sir.
You're asked to refer to her as Dorton. Now, she runs the school.
You've got the wrong idea. The project was given by Ms. Masters, who is the head of the homeroom teacher of the sixth grade. The kids were told to go out and do a project that shows how irrelevant Father's Day would become. It's not against fathers. It means that women are, and the sisters is doing it for themselves, like the song. That's why I've told you about the song. I think you've overdone it a little bit. You're playing a video over and over on the TV show that you're doing, and have not given me the chance to explain to you that, yes, it's about sisters doing it for themselves, but men have a part too. Right here is Dave Stewart in that video, and he's twirling around the room. He looks like a man that has been given drugs and is being forced to dance like an ass by women. So that's the part of the video I don't agree with.
So when you looked at that video, Dave Stewart of Eurythmics jumping around, you say he's forced to dance like an ass by women after he's been given drugs, and you don't agree with that.
I don't agree. I don't think they've represented it, what Dorton wants to represent, properly at all.
But with your little daughter dragging her finger across her throat, that represents what the school is trying to say.
Oh, my God. All I'm trying to say is that...
You know, hold on for a minute, Mr. Bozell. You know, there's no need to get emotional here.
Well, you've misrepresented what I'm saying, and all I was trying to say was that is the death of the concept of Father's Day. She don't want to cut my throat. My daughter would never want to cut my throat unless I did something that would, if I was going to molest her, then I'd want her to cut my throat. And that's one of the reasons why they put that in the video, that Father's Day is dead, and if you are going to molest your daughter, then yes, you would want her to cut your throat from ear to ear.
And what a theme, man. What a message. God.
You have taken it to that extreme, sir.
No, I haven't. I asked you about this liberal agenda at your school. You're telling me about the finger across the throat. You're telling me that that's, well, you see, Mr. Henry, all it is the concept that women are going to take over the family and that women are more empowered. And then, oh, and of course I'd want my daughter to cut my throat if I molested her. How in God's name did that ever come into the conversation? What is it about Father's Day? Isn't that what we were talking about?
Sir, I wish that you would lower your voice.
And all right, I apologize.
But yes, we are talking about Father's Day. And we're talking about a little girl. We're talking about a little girl.
You know, you sound like you're scared.
No, I'm not, and you've tried to get me to say that now.
No, you sound as if you're scared. You sound as if you're panicked. You sound like you, what you said to me on Sunday night when your daughter dragged her finger across her throat and your wife and your daughter were dancing in front of a mirror.
I have the tape recording here. I am playing this under protest. I do not want to play this. Your producer insisted that I did in order that I appear on your program. I'd like to say to Erica Dorton, I think you're a wonderful teacher. And I think that this is privileged communication, Mr. Henry.
We wanted to hear it, otherwise you were not going to be on this show. All right, now what I understand that we have here is a recording of this Dorton calling your house the other night. At what time?
It was at 1:30 a.m., and it was not to harass me. She wanted to talk, but she realized that she'd awakened the family.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was, sir.
She wanted to talk. About what?
Her assistant told me she wanted to make sure that I was going to be there on Monday when my daughter's video...
Didn't she say, I want you there on Monday when the throat cut goes down?
No, she did not. No, she did not. That's a lie. That's a dirty lie that was circulated by another parent that was disgruntled with that's a lie, sir.
All right. Here is a tape recording from the other night, 1:30 in the morning, of this woman calling your home. And let's just go ahead and hear that right now, if we could. Go ahead, fire it off, bud. Well, okay, is that it?
Yeah.
You got that call? Did you say hello?
Yes, I did.
And all I heard was breathing and a song.
Yes, that was Dorton.
Oh, you said Ms. Dorton.
No, I said Dorton.
You were going to say Ms. Dorton.
Yes, I was, but I corrected myself and said Dorton. Or the Dorton.
Play it again if you could, bud, because I want to make sure that I've got this right. This is the actual recording of the phone call. Okay, that's the recording?
For about the 9 billionth time, yes, that's the recording that you have forced me to play on your radio show.
You agreed to play it to be on this show.
You don't...
I want to know what's going on. Are you being threatened? Are you being threatened by this Dorton?
No, I'm not. I'm just...
You don't want to tell me, do you?
If I tell you... what's going on, you would have me put in a madhouse.
Meaning I wouldn't believe it.
Meaning you wouldn't believe it. You'd have me put in a madhouse.
That was her calling your home the other night, breathing into the phone to do what?
She's sending a message.
Yeah. And the message probably was, don't go on my show.
No, it was...
It was what?
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut, or we'll shut it for you.
And why do you suppose that was the message, sir?
Because I didn't like the video my daughter did with her throat dragging, or she was dragging her throat across a finger. I mean, she was fingering her. She put her finger in her.
She was dragging her finger.
Yeah, dragging her finger across her throat.
Bud, I think we need to hear it one more time.
Roger.
Please, Mr. Henry, I can't.
I'm going to listen to it one more time.
But the more I hear it... and
I'm going to listen to it one more time because I want to understand. If this is a teacher at your daughter's middle school and this is going on right now, something obviously needs to be addressed, and I think... okay. All right. I think what we have there, sir, is an obvious harassing phone call from the teacher at that middle school, and I think it's something you need to alert the authorities to.
Oh, no, 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 there's no way. There's no way. I alert the authorities to that. They'll make me.
What do you want to do about it, then?
Let me just bide my time. Let me work on it. I think I can back her off.
You can...
Well, go ahead and laugh, okay?
You can back her... Who? Back off who?
Dorton off. I think I can back Dorton off. But you got to give me time. Give me 2 weeks. That's all I ask. 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and then I call the cops.
All right, fine. Now, you know my daughter's been standing here the whole time. I know you're there, honey. And
What has your daughter been saying?
She told me that I was going... My daughter... Let me see this note here. Going where no man has gone before. I think that...
Is that a threat from your daughter?
No, she's gone now. Where's April Jr.? Where's April Jr.? Where's April Jr.?
Okay, you know what? You need to get off the phone and maybe get a shower and think this through.
No, I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do now. I know what I have to do now. Dorton goes down.
What happened?
I'll call him back if you want.
Dorton goes down. Yeah, call him back. 877-876-PHIL. So there you have the story of one man. Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
You didn't mean that, did you?
No, I just wanted to see if you'd call me back. I'm so lonesome, and I...
Will you get out of here with that guy?
Can I call him back?
He called you back. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And as you know, each and every night here on the Phil Hendry Show, we are always getting ready... Will you turn that off, please? Gives me the creeps.
Sorry.
Each and every night, we are always Johnny on the spot telling about our website, philhenryshow.com, right now with live streaming video of the show as well as podcasts each and every day, as well as our streaming archives, as well as our downloadable archives. Brother, you can't be without your Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. We'll be back in a moment here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-7445. We have Stephen Bozell on the line with us for just a few more minutes as we talk about this video done by himself and his daughter. You had no idea this thing was going to go viral, but it did. His daughter dragging her finger across her throat and saying, Happy Father's Day. You understand how that scares people. It scared you. Okay?
It scared me. It also, I was hopeful at the time that I could somehow get people to see reason. And,
All right, let's take a phone call here. 877-876-7445. Here's Charlie in Memphis. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. I wanted to say to this man that my opinion is he's done a wonderful thing by bringing this up to people.
Please don't say that, sir.
And why shouldn't I say it? I think you've done a wonderful thing.
No, please don't. Don't do that, because Dorton...
No. Yeah. Will you listen to me for a minute? You've been talking about Dorton, and as if you're afraid of a lady like that. Keep breathing in your phone.
Please, what I'm asking you and what I'm begging you, really, is please don't bring her up, because when she hears her name,
oh, my God, listen to this man. I feel...
Please just don't bring up Dorton, because what happens is she thinks I'm getting some momentum. She thinks I've got me a posse, and she's gonna want to go eyeball to eyeball with me. Don't worry about it.
I'll go eyeball to eyeball with her. I don't give a sweet Jesus what she did to you. And I think you should be proud you stood up to your daughter and stood up to your wife as they try to do this. Sisters is doing it for themselves, and it sounds to me like they tried to frighten you into staying in your room. You feel that way, sir?
Well, I certainly at the time.
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah, that's right. They tried to frighten you into staying in your room and staying up there in the room, and you're not allowed to come out.
Well, that's what I felt it was, and I didn't want to test the waters, you know.
You didn't want to test the water? What did you think they was going to do? Your daughter's going to run up, grab you from behind, and slit your throat from ear to ear? Like a Colombian necklace or something?
Yeah, I thought she was going to do OJ. And
oh, my God, I don't let a little tiny girl like that hurt me at all. It wouldn't bother me at all. And I think that the worst thing you could have done is to come on here and cry and whine. And that's why I'm saying to you, you should be very, very proud of what was done on your behalf. You know?
What was done on my behalf?
And what Mr. Henry's doing here.
The fact that I was trying to back you up a little bit, you know. All right. Hold the line for just a moment, gentlemen. 877-876-7445. I think your wife is calling in here, Steve. April is calling in. The Phil Henry... Hello?
Gordon?
Oh, my God.
Oh, and everybody hang up?
Yeah.
Oh, you chickens!
Everyone hung up as soon as they heard it was Dorton.
Yeah, they went for the hills on Dorton. They headed for the hills on Dorton, did they? What a bunch of gutless wonders these guys are, man. Well, was that Dorton?
It was either Dorton or is somebody just breathing heavy. Could have been anybody.
Could have been anybody is right. Well, that just goes to show you that in this world we live in, unless you are your own man and you stand up for yourself... And you know what you believe in. You're always going to let people muscle you. It's never going to be any good. And you just can't let that happen. 877-876, Phil, here is David. Yeah, how you doing, David?
That was me, you jackass. That was me.
David, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, it's David G. Hall. That was me breathing into the phone.
Go ahead, David.
Can you hear me?
Bud, is there anybody there?
I don't know. Let me turn it up.
Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
It's me, David G. Hall. It's me.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing the caller. What did you want to say, sir?
That was me breathing in the phone. The last time, that was me.
Can you speak up for a little bit, sir?
What do you mean, speak up? I'm losing my voice. It was me.
Can't hear you, sir. Just try it one more time.
It was me.
Having a very difficult time hearing the caller, but I think he said something along the line. What was he saying?
The Ted Bell's next hour.
That's it. The Ted Bell segment's next hour, sir.
I don't care about Ted Bell. I don't care.
So, pull up the volume on the caller volume, Robert.
Yeah, okay.
So we do have Ted Bell coming up next hour, but again, you have to be your own man. You have to be your own woman. You have to know what it is that you want, know where it is you're going, and know why it is you're going there. And for a guy to get chicken out, man, for a guy to go gutless, for a guy to just, get a big, bright yellow stripe right down the back because his daughter did this video and Dorton is calling up is unbelievable. All right, here's David again. We're going to give it another try. David, how are you doing? What are you yelling for?
What do you mean, what am I? That was me on the phone.
You on the phone? Is this David G. Hall?
Yes.
Well, what are you yelling about?
What do you mean, what am I yelling? I was screaming like a banshee the last time I called in to tell you guys that was me breathing on the phone.
When?
The last call.
The last call that we had.
No, the last call we had, we couldn't hear.
The last call was me that you couldn't hear. But the call before that.
What are you yelling about, man?
I'm trying to tell you idiots that when you had Bozell on, and you had that other guy from Memphis on, you remember that?
Yeah.
And then the guy that called up breathing?
No, that was Dorton.
Yeah, that was Dorton.
No, it wasn't. It was me.
It was you. It said Dorton on the... Did you screen it, Robert?
I screened the call. It was Dorton. She was breathing.
That was me breathing. I was breathing.
Why did you say Dorton?
Because I said I was Dorton.
Oh, you pretended you were Dorton, huh?
Yes.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
David, let's be honest, man. Over the last hour, we had a guy calling in here who was really scared to death, given what was going on at his daughter's school. I doubt very, very seriously if that man is going to be put into the pits of fear by you calling up and breathing.
That last hour, I wasn't doing it last hour. Those were tapes.
That's my point. So we're hardly going to believe it was you.
I didn't say last hour. I said it was me, the caller before the last one.
The caller before the last one was that guy from Memphis.
Are you an idiot or something? I said it was me.
Better humor him.
Okay, yes, it was you.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you say, boss, was you.
God, that is obscene.
What? I'm trying to get my breath. You guys are about as stupid as the day is long. I kept telling you.
Humor him.
Yeah, well, you know, that's fantastic.
What is it?
The fact that you called in breathing, that's great.
I don't know. Why is this so much harder than I thought it would be?
No, way to go, boss. I thought that was Dorton for sure.
You thought it was Dorton, huh?
Sure, yeah, we thought it was Dorton.
What about that other guy? What about you, bud?
Yeah, sure.
All right, then.
What a weirdo, man.
That guy, they're the guy who needs a vacation, not you.
David G. Hall, our boss. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell joining us. California, the shining city on the hill. Should the Federals bail out California? That's his point of view. We'll hear him coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.